Everybody. The time is 3:04 in the p.m. You are listening to KOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your little FM dial, or KOP.org on the internet. You are listening to The Mascot Wedding Show, the fastest 45 minutes in radio. I'm David Hatta.
And I'm Mac Blake. And this is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in today and talk about whatever you want to talk about, the phone number is 472-5667-472-KOOP.
That sounds about right. 472-LOOP.
Yeah.
To find out what's going on in the loop, you can just call us and we'll talk about all things Fruit Loops. That show on Fox that was on for a couple seasons, The Loop. And hang on one second. I think we got a call. Let me just do this real quick. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't appreciate that song you played.
Wait a second. I know this voice. Who is this?
This is Chief Spelchnik of the Sunken Valley Police Department.
Oh, yeah. Chief Spelchnik. How you doing?
Yeah, not doing so good after hearing that song.
Why not?
Because Thin Lizzy supports jailbreaks.
Thin Lizzy supports jailbreaks.
That's right. He shouldn't be playing them. Oh. We wouldn't play that kind of stuff on cop radio.
Wait a second. Because of that song, Jailbreak?
Yeah, it supports jailbreaks.
How does it support jailbreaks? It's just a song.
Yeah, it makes it seem like jailbreaks are cool. I know that kids listen to that kind of music. You know, when I hear that song, next time they're in jail, they're thinking about breaking out because it's just because it's cool.
Well, how many kids are in jail anyway?
Are you talking Sunken Valley? I arrest like 5 a night.
You arrest 5 kids a night at Sunken Valley.
Well, who do you consider kids? What kind of age range?
I don't know, like 10, 12 maybe?
Oh, okay. Then I probably arrest like 12 kids a night.
Oh, you arrest more?
Yeah, that's right.
That's horrible.
That's not horrible. They deserve to be in jail.
And wait, why do they deserve to be in jail? What are these kids doing?
Lots of things.
Well, like what?
I mean, they could be, you know, walking around with a spray can, ready to spray some graffiti on some of our community walls. They might just be walking around with a baseball bat looking for trouble.
Have you seen kids walking around with baseball bats?
Oh, yeah, I arrested a whole gaggle of them over on the other day over in Westfields.
Westfield? You mean where the baseball fields are?
There's no baseball fields over in Westfields.
Yeah, it's a whole rec area. There's like 3 baseball fields.
Well, these kids weren't playing baseball. They were just walking around with a bat.
Were they on their way to play baseball?
Look, you know, I don't tell you what songs to play. You don't tell me how to be a police officer.
You just called me to tell me not to play Thin Lizzy.
Well, that was my civic duty. That song is promoting your teenage delinquent.
You having trouble with that word?
Hey, hold on a second. I think one of those kids got loose. Take him down! Take him down!
Oh, and... That's no good. So, if I understand that correctly, kids just broke out of Sunken Valley Jail. Be on the lookout. All right. Anyway.
That's an unfortunate way to start out a show.
That is an incredibly unfortunate way.
Well, tell you what. This is an open phone show, right?
Yes, it is.
And people can call in whenever they want to. But tell you what, let's sweeten the pot.
Okay. Let's sweeten away.
Yeah. Let's put a topic on the table.
Ooh.
You want to do that?
Can I do the topic?
Yeah, why don't you do the topic? First of all, David, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
Excellent.
I just, before I came over here, I stopped by a barbecue place that's near here that sells a certain kind of soda I like.
Uh-huh.
And so I went in and I just bought the soda. And so I bring up the 6-pack of soda to the counter. And the guy's like, well, is this it? And I go, yes. And he's like, fair enough. I was like, all right.
Did he not approve of your choice of beverage?
No. The light in his eyes went out when I brought up just a drink.
That's no good. Yeah. Why didn't you order like barrels of meat?
He was really looking forward to cutting up that barrel of meat.
Yes, he was. Oh, there's the bed music. Sorry,
laying it on me.
Yeah.
But tell you, all right. Enough pleasantries. What's the topic?
I didn't even know. All right, enough pleasantries. The topic. I'm looking forward to this one. 472-KOOP. Get your dialing fingers ready, kids. Because the name of this topic... Yes, Mac?
No.
Oh. The name of this topic is... Can we stop? Because you see, folks, I have accumulated a list over the years of things... Over the years? What am I talking about? A list of things that have started to annoy me in life in general. And I'm just going to
You can say over the years.
Yeah, over the
years.
You're
not like 12.
No, I'm not. In my accumulated wisdom. Over the years, things have started to annoy me. Things are starting to bother me. And I'm using this opportunity on KOP, Hornsby Austin.
Yeah.
To say, can we stop?
Can we stop?
Yes. I'll give you an example, Mac.
Can I have an example?
Yes, you can have an example.
Can I have two examples? Let's just start with one.
Let's space it out. Can we space it out?
Sorry. I like how I'm trying to throw you under the bus, my radio partner.
I would like seven examples, please.
That's what I like to call working together.
Got to space this show out. Nobody's going to call. Can we stop the use of the term ghetto to describe things that are cheap or poorly made or just ugly? I'm not an overly politically correct person. Oh, that's another one I want to stop. Shoot. I offend people on a regular basis. So I'm okay with people saying daring things or offensive things. There's just something about the term ghetto that kind of bothers me. Like, because poor people, live in ghettos. It's their lot in life. It's their situation. It's their struggle. I shouldn't be using this term to describe my first-generation iPod.
Maybe you shouldn't be using that term to describe neighborhoods. How about that?
Well, that's fine.
I mean, it's not like you move in this neighborhood and they're like, oh, welcome to the Highland area. They don't say, welcome to the Highland ghetto.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
But yeah, exactly.
But meantime, until we could have these wide-sweeping changes and stop calling ghettos ghettos, or maybe fix them up a little bit. Until we fix ghettos till they're not ghettos anymore, let's stop referring to your... 99 Mitsubishi Eclipse as ghetto.
Exactly. Your PlayStation 1
yes.
is not a ghetto box. That's a PlayStation 1.
Pretty sure you could sell that PlayStation 1 and actually buy an apartment in the ghetto.
Yeah.
So let's, can we stop with the use of the term ghetto?
That's a good one.
Thank you very much. 472-KOOP. Do you have, can we stop?
472-5667. I got a can we stop.
Yes. Lay it on me.
Here's something I don't like, and part of the reason I don't like it is it's also something I'm having to fight within myself.
Okay.
It's a struggle that I go through on my own, and it's the whole sort of, like, collector's mentality.
Okay.
Like, I already own enough things that are completely useless. I don't need to own more just for the sake of owning them, which is what, you know, collecting is, pretty much.
Yeah.
But the worst offenders in this category, at least as far as I'm concerned, is entertainment.
Yeah.
Owning entertainment just to collect it. And sometimes it's a little ridiculous. Like, collector's editions of DVDs. Can we stop?
Yes.
Can we stop making collector's editions of DVDs? I mean, does anyone, like, they go to the video store and you see, you have the regular version of Liar Liar with Jim Carrey. And then you have the two-disc collector's edition of Liar Liar. Yeah. And they're like, well, how about this one? Picking up the one disc. No. I'm a collector. That edition is for me. Like, that doesn't happen.
I'll take the two-disc Pants on Fire edition, please.
Yes. Liar Liar's an actual... look at you.
No, I completely agree. Did you take a look at my notebook before the show?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, it was... mine is on there as well. Because there are some movies out there that deserve to be documented thoroughly, that deserve every scene analyzed, and deserve every inch of footage to be restored. I'm just thinking that American Pie Band Camp isn't one of those. Like, we don't need that one necessarily.
And there are some editions, which I will go ahead and grant you, should be called collector's editions. Uh-huh. Like, Blade Runner has an edition that's in a freaking suitcase.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what
you're
talking
about. It's like 28 discs or something like that. It comes in a suitcase and it has, like, I don't know, a real laser gun, a real working laser gun.
Yeah.
Concentrated light shooting out of a weapon.
That is for collectors.
Yeah. But, you know, having a two-disc set of National Treasure 2 and calling that collector's edition, once again, you know, collectors.
But all the featurettes, Mac.
Yeah.
all the featurettes on there. You could see Nicolas Cage brushing his hair.
As much as I agree with you that certain movies do not need special editions,
yeah.
But it's like, at least I'd rather have that than collector's edition. Do we got a caller?
We got a caller.
Hey.
KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, while we're talking about what can we stop, how about stop building condos?
Yes.
There's too dadgum many. Who's going to live there? And they ought to just stop, for the love of God.
What's your name, madam?
Lisa.
Lisa, where are you from?
Austin.
What part of Austin?
I live out by Barton Creek Mall.
Ah, I know exactly what you're talking about then. Those nice little monstrosities going up on Lamar between like Riverside and Barton Creek.
In addition
to the monstrosities going up downtown, in addition to the monstrosities going up north of campus.
Everywhere. It's getting to be not really Austin anymore. It's like Little Dallas or Little Houston and enough already.
Actually, there's a region on the east side being called Little Houston. There's going to be a Cavender's Boot City, and there's going to be a record shop, and there's going to be a police station.
You know, above in the Little Houston area, they're actually building some condos on top of a Sam's Boat.
Thanks for doing a good job there.
Okay. All right. Got to go, huh?
Bye.
All right. I guess so.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right. Thanks, Lisa, for calling in.
She was pleasant. You were about to get mad at her. I have no idea why.
Because I'm talking and she's cutting me off. Like, I got to go. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Am I wasting your time? You called me. But you know what, Lisa? I really appreciate the call.
Nice.
Thanks for calling in. That's how easy it is, folks. That's how easy it is to play Can We Stop?
Might have another call. I'm not sure. That's not another
I guess
call.
We're done. Tell you what, press that button again until it's all flashy, and then hit the button to the left of it that's not lit up, the drop button. Let it disappear. You're not pressing any buttons.
There we go.
Yay.
Sorry.
Tube technology. Along that same line.
Yes.
Tell you what, I went on Amazon.com.
Okay.
And I just typed in DVDs collector edition. And here are like just the first three pages, and there were over 13,000 items.
Yeah.
The Carol Burnett Show. Couldn't that just be like, you know, why does it have to be collector's edition?
Yes.
Oliver Stone's Nixon. Troy. When Harry Met Sally, collector's edition. Like, why can't you just put out the movie?
Is it the I'll Have What She's Having edition?
Yeah, exactly. Like, are people going to, they see like the, you know, and sometimes, for instance, Superman Returns.
Yeah.
I heard that Superman Returns, they shot over like 4 hours of footage or something like that. And yet the movie, they had to edit all of it down. And so sometimes the movie comes out and I know there's going to be an extended edition. I might wait for that.
Right.
But why couldn't you? I mean, the Carol Burnett Show, like, was there ever a regular edition?
Yeah. Did they just come out with like a bare bones, as they call it in the industry, a bare bones edition with just the episodes? And then like the collector's edition has, oh, we get to talk to Carol Burnett about the Gone with the Wind skit where she put the curtains on. Like,
yeah, or it's a Carol Burnett Show so devoid of entertainment that it's only for collectors. There's not like a people who like to laugh edition, Carol Head edition. No, collectors.
Yeah. Someone who's not going to even take it out of the shrink wrap, just put it up on the shelf and just, I own it. Oh, can we watch it? No, that is a collector's edition.
Yeah, exactly. Also, can we stop with the unrated editions of DVDs that aren't really unrated?
Yes.
So you have, what was one that was completely, totally PG-13, except they added like 5 minutes of extra footage back in, and they just didn't bother sending it to the MPAA ratings board.
Yeah. That's unrated.
And they call it unrated. Yeah, unrated edition doesn't mean anything other than it's unrated sometimes.
Yeah. So like, My Boss's Daughter, the unrated edition. Watch Ashton Kutcher, you know, sit on a pie.
Yeah, it's like Live Free or Die Hard, the unrated edition. It's not like there's a 20-minute scene where John McClane sows his oats, you know, or some the terrorist bad girl played by Maggie Q, I believe in that.
Yes,
movie.
That's right.
Takes a really long shower. That's not in there.
No,
he just says the F word, folks. Why couldn't you just call it R-rated edition?
Yeah.
Oh, can we stop? Can we stop with these?
I like it,
folks. If you want to call in with a "Can we stop," that phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP.
You want to pay some bills real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's 3:18 in the p.m. You're listening to KOOP FM, and we'll be right back in a second.
What's some more? Matt Scott Wedding Show.
472-KOOP, 472-5667. We're playing Can We Stop?
The game where you call in and talk about something you wish that people would cut it out.
I'll tell you what. I'll throw this out there real quick. I want to play a very short version of Can We Start? Mac, would you like to play a quick game of Can We Start?
Hells yeah.
Can we start pumping up the KOP membership drive?
Oh!
Yay!
We totally can.
It starts tomorrow, folks. It goes on for 2 weeks. It goes on from March 14th to whatever 2 weeks. I can't do math. The 27th?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, the 27th. We need your help, folks. We need your help raising some money, keeping the studio afloat. If you don't think we're not going to hit you hard, if you think we're not going to bombard you with requests for your donations to become a member, you are wrong.
Yeah, we'll talk about, the next two shows are going to be membership drive shows, and it's going to be really important for you to listen. And if you're a fan of this show, it's going to be really important for you to, if you're a fan of this show and you're planning on pledging money to our membership drive, it's going to be very important for you to pledge during this show.
Yes.
And we're going to make it a lot easier for you because Dave and I are cooking up some Kick A premiums.
Oh, we're going to make it worth your while.
Yeah. Which we will be revealing. Well, do you want to reveal it now or do you want to reveal it?
Let's reveal it next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about it a little bit on mascotwinning.com. And I guarantee by the time next week's show rolls around that we'll be completely caught up on podcasts too.
Yeah.
So you'll have the full milieu in front of you. But we just wanted to touch on that briefly. Next two shows are going to be probably our most important shows.
Yes.
That we've done.
And if you hate listening to these voices, I feel sorry for you because that's all you're going to hear. We're going to hit you hard and fast, like Reed Richards says.
But Ken McKenzie Grant, he of Shades of Green.
That's right.
Will be helping us out next week. So I'm excited about it.
I'm stoked. I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be a punch right in the gut. Not even a sexy punch. Like hard and tough.
That's right.
Like Cobra.
Cobretti? Detective yeah, Cobretti?
Exactly. That's like that Stallone movie. Hold on a second. I'm going to write a letter to Sylvester Stallone. Are you ready?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, hold on. I know we're doing a show, but I got to write a letter.
No, take your time.
Actually, you know what? Oh, my hands are a little sore. Can I dictate it and can you write it?
Absolutely. Let me get my pen out.
Okay.
There you go. Pen's out.
All right. Dear Sylvester Stallone, can we stop remaking your old movies? Rambo, first Rocky, and because of the success of Rambo, they've allowed you to make two more. And I believe one is going to be another Rambo.
Wow.
And then, Lord knows, we might have to sit through Cobra too. Love, Mac Blake.
Oh, okay. Man, I was so enthralled by your letter that I almost forgot to dictate it.
Well, you know what? That wasn't really a letter, David.
What?
That was a Can We Stop.
Oh, Mac Blake, king of the Segway, mowing him down like he's in the fields.
Yeah.
I don't know.
472-5667, 472-KOOP. Call us up with a Can We Stop, or you know what? Call us up if you just want to chat. Trying to get a little momentum heading into next week with the callers.
That's right. We got to get used to taking calls. We say we're open to the community. We don't take as many calls. We don't hear as from people like Lisa. Lisa was very kind to call in. She was spot on. Those condos are an eyesore.
We open our hearts and our airwaves and our phone lines to you, the community. Community, take advantage of it. Give us a call. 472-5667. 472-KOOP.
In the meantime, I want to get to another Can We Stop.
All right, David, let's go.
The internet.
What?
Can we stop? Actually, you know what? I'll rephrase.
You're revolutionary.
Yeah. I don't mind the internet. And I don't mind people putting stuff on the internet. You want to put some stupid song you wrote online? That's fine. You made some dopey movie parody, No Country for Grumpy Old Men. You're really proud of it. You want to put it online? I got no beef with you.
Yeah.
It's the people who swear up and down that the internet is like this this melting pot of great entertainment. They need to stop. Like, it's a video of a 5-year-old saying, I drink your milkshake. It's on YouTube. It's the funniest thing ever. It's like a little kid. He's quoting an R-rated movie saying, I drink your milkshake. Look at that.
Let me ask you this. How many times have you heard someone talk about being on, like, man, I was on the net for 8 hours, when they didn't preface it with, I wasted about 8 hours on the internet?
I also like if you were to look at the Venn diagram and look at people who swear up and down about the internet and YouTube and all that stuff, and compare it to the other side of the Venn diagram of people who think TV is bad and evil.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't own a TV. I think TV is trash, and I think all programming out there is lousy. But I went on YouTube and watched a video of a kitty playing a piano by walking across it. I think it's great.
Yeah, I watch all. I don't need to watch TV. I'll watch The Office whenever I want to on a illegally on a torrent site. Or you know what? Sometimes I'll pay for it and I'll watch it on a screen the size of a regular piece of like a coaster.
Yeah, I could just be sitting in the bus and watching an episode of Lost that's going to burn out all my iPod life.
You're right. That's way better than me relaxing at home in front of a larger screen.
Yes.
On my couch, sipping a delicious Dublin Dr. Pepper that I just bought at a barbecue place. You're right. You win. You win, guy on the bus. You've convinced me.
Yes, thank you. I will go online right now and watch that aforementioned video of a kitty.
I'm not... David and I, we're not anti-iLife, if you will. Ugh.
Can we stop with the iLife?
Can we stop pretending it's the end-all be-all right now? And can we stop pretending that TV's bad?
Yeah.
You know what, though? Because of the writer's strike right now, TV is bad.
TV's in a slump. It's in a funk.
TV was pretty awesome before that. Oh, man.
You know what we're going to do, though?
What are we going to do?
We're going to bail it out.
Oh, how so? Take any call-in shows on TV?
I don't know.
Need some
yes. Is Imus still on? We'll take his spot. I'll wear that big, stupid cowboy hat.
That guy's actually been dead for several years.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. They've just been propping his corpse up.
But he still has a show?
Man, we got to get off this topic. We need some more Can We Stops. 472-5667. 472-KOOP. Give us a call. Don't make me go to David Fruckner and see what he wants to tell Can We Stop. We usually bails us out towards the end of the show. Do you have any more Can We Stops, David?
I've got some more. You want to pace them out? You want to? It's 327 right now. We've got about 18 more minutes.
Well, the community's not really helping us out here. The
community hates us today.
I mean, we're a community radio station and a community radio show. Is the community giving back? No.
No. They don't care.
They don't care.
We're not going to get mad at the community. I thought that was our New Year's resolution. Don't get mad at the community.
I'm plenty nice.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play a song real quick.
All right.
I'm going to play a song. I'm going to lift the spirits of this town by something off the new Dirt Bombs album.
Awesome.
Which I love. Off the album, We Have You Surrounded. This is Ever-Loving Man. We'll be right back. Mascot Wedding Show.
David.
Yes, I heard you.
You're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show here on 908.7 KOOP Hornsby Austin. My name is Mac.
I'm David.
And today we're playing a little thing. Today's topic, the game we are playing, is called Can We Stop? Call us up right now, 472-5667, 472-KOP. If you just want to yak at us, give us an old talking to.
How are those levels? Are those all right? Can you hear?
They sound good in my cans, buddy.
Yeah, my cans got swapped out for lousy cans, so now I can't hear anything.
Why don't you turn them up in your cans? Yeah. What? Oh, my God, that's so loud.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah. Even though what's going on? My cans have their own music dials, and now I'm messing with them, and it's really screwing things up.
All right, here's my pledge to you. I'll keep it down until a phone call calls, because I can't hear anything on these.
All right.
On that day that somebody calls in, 472-5667, 472-KOOP, we're playing Can We Stop? How do you not want to play Can We Stop?
Why don't you give an example, David?
I will give an example. Mac?
Yeah?
You watch a lot of news, don't you?
Not so much.
Well, let's pretend you do.
Okay.
The news has this this habit of labeling every scandal something gate. Like the NFL's got the Patriots, they're cheating.
Ugh.
Called Spygate.
Spygate, that's right.
Back in the Clinton era, it was Monica Gate.
That was Lewinsky Gate, by the way.
Oh, it was Lewinsky Gate? I heard Monica Gate.
And I've never heard that. And prior to that, there was a scandal involving some realty deals in Arkansas, Whitewater Gate. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
There's been every kind of gate imaginable.
Yeah.
And it's getting ludicrous. I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah, because I feel people don't get that the Watergate was the name of the hotel. It was a Watergate scandal because it happened in the Watergate Hotel. Like, it wasn't like... Nixon went swimming one night and like got water in his ears. Like, oh, Watergate. No, it's the name of the hotel.
You know, as much as I'd like this to stop very much, Well, hold on. Let's see what our caller has to say. Hello, caller. You're on the air. K-O-O-P, you are on the air. Hey, caller, you want to turn down your radio? I can hear us, him listening to us.
Yeah, I wish he would talk. Oh, and bottom dropped out.
Thanks, dummy.
I thought we were going to be nicer to the callers. Actually, no, we still will be nicer to the callers when they actually answer us on the phone.
That'd be nice. That'd be thing one.
Yeah, so where were we? Oh, we were talking about the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, gate is not a term. I mean, it is now. You can't shake it.
Yeah.
I very much like this to stop, but in terms of the success rate of this particular Can We Stop, I don't think it's going
to
happen.
You know what? I would like it if it's clever. Like if Gabe Kaplan were to get involved in some sort of scandal.
Yeah.
Then you can call it Cottergate. I think that's cute.
Yeah, that
I think it's
work.
A fun little thing. We got another call. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's going on? What's your name, man?
Brandon.
Brandon, where are you calling from?
Austin.
What part of Austin?
I'm South Austin.
South Austin. SoCo? SoCo?
Not quite SoCo. I'm actually more Lamar.
Ah, okay.
Lamar, keeping it strong. What's going on today, buddy?
So what's going on, guys? I'm on my lunch break right now for work.
Oh, yeah? Where do you work?
You guys
don't ask him
about
that.
Some gate stuff.
Yeah, we're playing a little game called Can We Stop? Where there's social trends that we'd like to for people to cut it out. So if you have any examples of things you want to you'd like to stop, for instance, we'd like to stop people using gate. What? Hello?
And that's how you play the game.
Good try. Good effort there. I appreciated that.
4725667. Thanks to Brandon for calling. No thanks to Brandon for not knowing the topic.
Spygate was particularly stupid because at least with the other ones, and there's a million of these. I can't think of one right now. Or I can't think of a fifth one, I guess.
Yeah.
But Spygate was like, it's like, as dumb as just adding gate on the end of anything is, I felt like Spygate should have been saved for something more important.
Yeah, exactly. Like maybe some CIA agents get revealed or something.
Yes. Not one football team was videotaping another football team's signals.
And it was like week one. It wasn't even like a playoff game. It was Patriots-Jets. Like, who cares?
And then at the ultimate waste of time, you know, this isn't some political show, but I believe Congress was Arlen Specter. Wasn't he the one who wanted to? He's like, oh, we got to have a hearing about this.
That's right.
File that under who cares?
4725-6677-472-KOOP. We're playing Can We Stop, people?
Yeah, give us a call.
I think the old list is I had a big old list. I'm proud of myself.
You really want a lot of things to stop.
I want a lot of things to stop. I'm a curmudgeon.
One thing we disagree on, you'd like to stop using old school.
Yes, I would like to stop using the term old school. Well, I'll tweak that a little bit.
Okay.
Now, if there's something that has a definite change in eras, like...
In terms of, there has definitely been a change in thought, and one might even say in schools of thought.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I understand the difference between old school hip-hop and new school hip-hop.
Uh-huh.
There was a whole ideology shift.
In terms of old school basketball and the way they used to play defense, and new school basketball.
Yes, I
like
that.
Lots of hand-checking.
However, I don't like it when people just use old school to refer to old things. Like, oh man, I went to the thrift store, and I found this Hypercolor shirt, dude. I'm rocking old school Hypercolor. No, you're rocking an old shirt. There was no new radical brand of Hypercolor. They're like, oh my god, the handprint I made stays on there. No, you're wearing an old shirt.
Yeah, this goes hand in hand with what you're talking about earlier with the word ghetto.
Yes.
Your PlayStation 1 is not ghetto, nor is it old school.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nintendo people, that's also not old school.
Yeah, it was made, PlayStation 1 was what, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Like, that's not old school. It's very much in school right now.
And your old Nintendo? That's just old.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not old school.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you have nostalgia and you want to beat the Ninja Gaiden one last time. It's not old school. You're not rocking the old school. You're not repping the old school.
Speaking of old school, let's see what this caller has to say.
You want to take this call real quick?
Of course I do. Our batting average is so high. KOOP, you are on the air. Hello, caller.
Hello, KAOP. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. It's Brandon again.
Hey, Brandon.
Brandon, coming strong.
My call dropped, but sorry about that.
No worries.
I know something that should stop.
Bring it.
What should be stopped is the remake of good movies.
Yes. I like this idea, sir. Give me an example.
The Omen.
The Omen?
Why did they have to remake that movie? And they're doing it with everything. It's like they've ran out of good ideas, so they just have to remake something that's already been regurgitated out, you know?
Well, Brandon, I don't know if you go to the movies, but there are no horror movies anymore.
I know, none at all.
Yeah, like, gosh, off the top of my head, I could probably think of 200. So we need, like, The Omen to pack in dumb teenagers.
Exactly.
You know, I'm okay with some remakes, because let's say, like, King
Very
Kong.
True.
King Kong, the old King Kong, they're
remake
not going
to... songs, too. That one you can kind of consider the same boot, too.
Which one?
Oh, remakes of songs?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
But The Omen, I mean, how are you going to improve on that?
Great.
Oh, thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.
The old Omen had Gregory Peck, directed by Richard Donner.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, right there. How are you going to beat that? How are you going to beat that? It's my man, Dick Donner.
You're not going to beat it.
You're not going to beat it, exactly. What's the new Omen got? The other one doesn't have Julia Stiles?
Yeah.
No, sir. But yeah, like in terms of like King Kong, the dinosaur King Kong fight, a little better in the new one.
Still haven't seen King Kong.
Pretty good. You should get the collector's edition DVD. You should check that. It's like 9 discs.
Was it a callback? Is that what they call it in the industry?
Speaking of a callback, let's do a call forward. The next show on the New Power Thursday lineup coming up right after this one, Slappy Pinch Bombs Odd Preoccupation. Slappy, how's it going?
Great. Awesome.
Slappy, do you have a something for Can We Stop?
No, I haven't been listening to your show. What is that?
It's social trends we'd like to see put to death. For instance, remaking old movies, that kind of, or good movies for no reason.
Oh yeah, oh that's a real good one. I like that one. If people could stop saying stupid crap all the time, I noticed that it seems to be on the upswing. Is that a good one?
Slappy Pinch Bottom, everybody! Yay!
That's shooting for the stars. That really is. Who's going for it all there?
I'll tell you what, Slappy, that made me LOL.
Oh, that was a 2-point conversion of Can We Stop when he's already up by 60. Look at that, blowing away the competition. Yeah, what? Oh, that's right. Well, I'd say we're about out of time, David. What do you think?
I'd say so. Oh, I got one more. Can We Stop? No, I got 2 more. You know what? We'll save them.
Give me one more.
Give me one more. I would like to, can we stop the use of the term sold out? Can we just stop that? Everybody sells out at some point. Whether it's to a major degree or to a minor degree. Even we doing the show had to make some concessions. We had to change a few things. I'm not allowed to use turlet talk.
David, that sounds like something a whore would say.
You're not doing this on my show. You could do this on an earlier show, but this is the big leagues. No, but I just, like, I don't, who, one, if you're saying something or someone sold out, what do you care? Let them do their own thing. They want to be successful, let them be successful. Two, everybody sells out. The only people who haven't sold out are like the Unabomber and the band Fugazi.
Well, I mean, I think the definition of selling out is, it's like, oh, I'm sorry I'm getting paid for doing something I like.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered that? Maybe I want to do this.
Yeah, it's not like I'm selling out the, I'm working for like this big Globo company.
Yeah, like for instance, just off the top of my head, like that band Rise Against.
Uh-huh.
You know, like they get a official producer for their last album. They go on Letterman. People are like, oh, he sold out. It's like, how? How'd you sell out by going on Letterman? You know, maybe there's more to that than I don't know. Maybe they did sell out.
No, there's not more to that.
You sold out right now, David.
Oh, no.
We'll tell you what, folks. That was another fabulous edition of the Mascot Wedding Show.
Whee!
Here on KOOP, Hornsby, Austin. Stay tuned for Slappy Pinch Bomb's Odd Preoccupation. We're going to close out the show here with a little bit of Spoon. They are... They're actually playing a free show tonight at Auditorium Shores as part of South by Southwest. And just wanted to give you that piece of information.
For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows, and information about Mac and myself, you may visit MascotWedding.com. Bye, Mac.
Goodbye, David. Next week, membership drive.
Woo!
Lounge. No one's afraid to laugh. Say, come on, man, let me break your back.